Welcome to Test All Things. Test All Things is an outreach of Tower of Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Fran Sankey. You can find us on the web at www.towertotruth.net. Test All Things is a Bible discernment evangelistic program dedicated to creating an awareness of and biblical answers to false religious teachings opposing Christianity today. Today's broadcast is about a brand new book called A Different Jesus. A Different Jesus was written by a Mormon theologian and Brigham Young professor whose name is Robert Millett. Again, the book is brand new, and the purpose of the book, according to Millett, is to explain, quote, how the Latter-day Saints view Christ, his identity, his distinctive mission, his matchless teachings, his sufferings, death, and resurrection. Millett's goal was basically to give a defense of the Mormon Jesus, to affirm that Mormons are Christian, and to put to rest all those inaccuracies of all those anti-cult books about Mormonism. Well, what's the big deal, you may ask? A Mormon wrote a book defending his religion, no biggie. But this book is unique in that it's a big move toward Protestant Mormon ecumenism. First off, the book was published by Erdman's Publishing Company, a so-called Christian publisher. The book is currently advertised on the homepage of their website. If that isn't bad enough, the book is hailed and endorsed by several Christians. One, Richard Mao, who is the president and professor of Christian philosophy at Fuller Theological Seminary. Mao, who wrote the foreword and afterword of the book, believes Christians should begin to have open dialogues with Mormon people, keeping an open mind toward them and continuing to work side by side with them in issues promoting public morality. Mao writes, quote, I believe this is an important time for a book like this to come our way. You know, I have to agree with that statement, at least from a Mormon point of view. There's been a great move in the last 10 years from the LDS Church, that is the Latter-day Saints, to mainstream Mormonism to the public. They're trying their best to get rid of the well-earned stigma of being a cult, polygamist, and teaching heretical doctrines about God and Jesus. You may have heard several years ago about ECT, which is Evangelicals and Catholics Together. ECT was a move to put aside the differences between Roman Catholicism and Protestantism, to pat each other on the back and give each other a big ecumenical hug, welcoming each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. But now there's another movement called Standing Together, which is an ecumenical move to join Christians and Mormons together, to work out their differences, and to narrow the divide that separates us doctrinally. Standing Together Ministries had its crowning event about 6 months ago at the Mormon Tabernacle at Salt Lake City, Utah. There, thousands of Mormons gathered with evangelical leaders for a 3-day seminar. The main speaker in attendance, Dr. Ravi Zacharias, yes, the one you know. Although I respect Ravi Zacharias as a teacher and an apologist, I believe from the reviews I heard that he made a big mistake by participating in this event. At first, you know, I wasn't really sure if he should have accepted the invitation, by the way, which I heard John MacArthur apparently refused. You know, is it a good opportunity to witness to Mormons, or just a place to further the ecumenical cause of the Latter-day Saint Church? According to one reviewer, Greg Cantrell, whose review was published in the Families Against Cults February newsletter, Ravi was asked two pointed questions, both of which he sidestepped. One was, quote, what are the differences between Mormonism and Christianity? Although he replied with a disclaimer, I have to keep in mind that I am a guest here, he failed to explain what the differences are and how they are significant for a person's salvation. Cantrell reported that when Ravi came to the podium, he agreed that there were differences between Mormonism and Christianity, but didn't say what they were. He also mentioned the book The Da Vinci Code, which would have been a great time to talk about some of the Latter-day Saints' more hidden teachings about Jesus, such as him being married, being a polygamist, and fathering children. But Ravi Zacharias didn't do so. And, you know, I respect Mr. Zacharias' ministry as an apologist, but again, I think he made a mistake by taking part in this ecumenical event, playing right into the Latter-day Saints' plan to mainstream Mormonism to the Christian world. By the way, two of the other speakers at this event were the author of the book I'm talking about called A Different Jesus, whose name is Robert Millett. The other was the Christian man who endorses it and wrote the foreword and afterword, Richard Mao. Mao, who was the first evangelical to address the crowd at the Standing Together event, spoke to the Mormon community on behalf of the evangelicals, saying, quote, "We have sinned against you. We have demonized you." He also encouraged evangelical Christians to take part in the upcoming celebrations of the 200th anniversary of the Mormon prophet Joseph Smith. In case you don't know, Joseph Smith is the founder of Mormonism, who taught that all the churches were wrong, all the professors were corrupt, and all the creeds were an abomination. So let's have a big party to honor Joseph Smith, who taught that God is an exalted man with a physical body in heaven who has eternal sex with his heavenly wife or wives to create spirit babies. He also taught that there is a plurality of gods and you can become one too. We can celebrate him, and next we'll celebrate Muhammad, Charles Russell, the founder of the Jehovah's Witnesses, and Jim Jones too. Richard Mao also wrote in the foreword of the book, A Different Jesus, again written by a Mormon theologian to explain and defend the Jesus of Mormonism. Mao wrote, "I hope that traditional Christians will read this book with an open mind. You know, that is my biggest fear. Some Christians' minds are so open that their brains are falling out." The book was also endorsed by David Neff, editor of Christianity Today, calling the book a gift of clarity to the Christian world and an excellent foundation for growth, understanding, and respect between Christians and Mormons. Craig Hazen from Biola University does more of the same, saying that the book is a great service to us. You know, if you dress Mormonism up enough, or almost any cult for that matter, it's going to sound acceptable to the average Sunday Christian. I fear that an uninformed Christian will pick up this book and be hoodwinked by it. If you doubt that, listen to this quote from Latter-day Saint President Gordon B. Hinckley, which appears on the very first page of the book. "Are we Christians? Of course we are. No one can honestly deny that. We may be somewhat different from the traditional pattern of Christianity, but no one believes more literally in the redemption wrought by the Lord Jesus Christ. No one believes more fundamentally that he was the Son of God, that he died for the sins of mankind, that he rose from the grave, and that he is the living, resurrected Son of the living Father." You know, where do you go with that? That's enough to satisfy most of Christianity. However, be aware that to understand cult vocabulary, you have to be able to scale the language barrier. They use the same terms as Orthodox Christians, but the definition is completely different. They can talk about Jesus being the Son of God all day long, but their Jesus isn't the second member of the triune God. He is an almighty God who came in human flesh to die for our sins on the cross. The Jesus of Mormonism is a created being. He's the first spirit child begotten in heaven by Elohim and one of Elohim's wives. He's the spirit brother of Lucifer, the devil. The Mormon Jesus came to earth, married Mary, Martha, and Mary Magdalene, and paid for our sins in the Garden of Gethsemane when he sweat great drops of blood and finished the atonement afterward on the cross. This is the Jesus the Mormons want you to buy into. In case you don't know, this isn't the Jesus of the Bible, but another Jesus who the Apostle Paul warned us about in 2 Corinthians 11. To make matters worse, Robert Millett wrote that, quote, "We teach that man is not of a lower order or different species than God." Let me repeat that. We teach that man is not of a lower order or different species than God. Well, you know, despite this blatant heresy, Richard Mao, a Christian, makes an incredible remark in his afterword. He states, "I think that an open-minded Christian reader of this book will sense that Bob Millett is in fact trusting in the Jesus of the Bible for his salvation." What? What is happening to Christianity? Where is the discernment? Where are the Bereans? What happened to defending the faith once for all delivered to the saints? Although Millett says his book isn't an ecumenical plea to mainstream Mormonism, he writes things like this. "I am convinced that if we allow doctrinal differences of those who are different to prevent us from joining hands and halting the erosion of time-honored moral and family values, Lucifer will win a major victory." Millett also writes about God that he is, quote, "the God of the Catholics, the Protestants, the Buddhists, the Hindus, and all those who seek to know and love and offer praise and adoration to the true and living God." I am sorry, but to change God into someone who is different from what the Bible clearly portrays him to be is a violation of the first commandment and is idolatry, the worship of a false god. Although many Mormons are lovely people with family values and good work ethics, we're not to hold their hands and come together in the name of Jesus, but we need to evangelize them out of Mormonism into the truth of God's Word, the exact thing that a different Jesus dissuades. Millet and a different Jesus also makes a valiant attempt to bury long-standing Mormon offenses against Christianity. He quotes a well-known passage from one of their scriptures called Doctrine and Covenants, which says that the Latter-day Saint Church is, quote, the only true and living church upon the face of the whole earth. You have to remember that when God allegedly appeared to young Joseph Smith in 1820, God told him to join none of the churches. He told him that all the churches were wrong, all the creeds were an abomination, and all the professors were corrupt. Millet goes on to do some very impressive semantical gymnastics, saying that the claim that the Latter-day Saint Church is the only true church on earth doesn't mean all the other churches are wrong or that Christians in them are worshiping a different Jesus. That wouldn't be too ecumenical of him, would it? Millet, although he gets an A for effort here, seems to forget to quote another quite clear passage out of the Book of Mormon, which is 1 Nephi 14:10. It says, "Behold, there are save two churches only. The one is the church of the Lamb of God, the other is the church of the devil. Wherefore, whoso belongeth not to the church of the Lamb of God, belongeth to that great church, which is the mother of abominations, and she is the whore of all the earth." I think that statement makes it crystal clear what the Latter-day Saint Church really believes about your church. That's just a tidbit of the information presented in A Different Jesus. Millet also relies heavily on quotes from well-known Christian writers like C.S. Lewis and John MacArthur to make his points and try to prove that Mormonism isn't that far off the mark from Orthodox Christianity. But one thing is sure, you can be right about everything else in religion, but if you've got the wrong Jesus, you're dead wrong. And Mormons got the wrong Jesus. If you're interested in learning more about Mormonism, you can have a CD of a six-part message called Mormonism Uncovered, which is an in-depth look at the 12 things you must know about Mormonism. I'm offering it for free if you contact me by email or phone. My email is help@tower2truth.net. My phone is 610-513-5525. You know, this is a great introduction to Mormonism and will equip you to defend your beliefs against theirs, plus witness to them. The number again is 610-513-5525. For more information on cults such as Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Christian Scientists, our website again is tower2truth.net. If you would like to receive our quarterly newsletter, you can drop us an email requesting it. Our email address again is help@tower2truth.net. We're also available to teach on cults and biblical discernment at your church, Sunday school, upcoming retreat, or Bible study. Don't miss us again next week when we discuss another important apologetic issue facing Christianity today. We're going to learn how to answer a Jehovah's Witness at our door. And remember, don't just believe everything you hear, but test all things.